Danny Sexton, St Kilda assistant coach, joins us on the line. Good afternoon, Danny.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Mate, I'm fantastic, and you guys must be pretty happy as well down there at Seaford at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a pretty good start to the year. We were more than competitive to go down narrowly in round one, and, you know, Gold Coast are a really talented team and have developed quite a strong record up there at Metricon, so round two was a really good result for us.
Is it the start that you expected?
Yeah, well, we've got belief in the talent that's coming through, and we've got belief in the leadership that still exists there at the club with Nick Rewalt and Fisher and Geary and Dempster. So, you know, we know that we've got a lot of players on our list who have been able to get the job done for a long period of time, but the emerging part of our list is really exciting. So they're talented guys. I think the thing that puts them in good stead, and I'm probably talking of Loney and Dunstan and Sinclair, is that they're mature guys for young guys. But to go with their talent, are really level heads. They know what it takes to prepare at an early age. So they're going to have pretty strong careers. So, no, not really surprising. The fact that we're getting a good contribution from the blokes who've been able to do it over a long period of time, and then we're getting a contribution from the players that we've just added in over the last couple of years.
Article in the paper today that Paddy McCartan unlikely to make his debut on Friday night against Collingwood, and it would seem that Coach Alan Richardson happy, while there's no real injuries, sort of happy to keep going with the team that's keeping the Saints in everyone's mind at the moment.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Nick's going to be in the forward line when he's available, and Josh Bruce has been really good for us this year, and Tim Membry from Sydney, who we're really happy to have obtained his services, he's pulling his weight as well. So Paddy's time will come. You know, if you look back, I think Boyd played about 7 games last year, and, you know, I think a couple of years earlier, Joe Danaher made his debut around about round 6 or 7. So there's no internal heat on Paddy to you know, make the team. He had 7 shots in the VFL last week, which was really encouraging. Some of his NAB Cup form was really, really good, and we're really happy with where he's at. But the tall forward stocks that we've got in the team at the moment are really doing the job. So it's not just Paddy, it's all of those guys in the VFL. They've got to perform, and they've got to prepare properly and execute. So, you know, they force their way in. But at the moment, we're going okay, so it's pretty settled, the 22.
Lee Montagna, how's he looking heading into this weekend? He did run some straight lines, I believe, at training yesterday. Enough to get him a game?
Well, he'll have to train tomorrow, Tony, which is our last session. So if he fronts up and is in pretty good order, well, it gives him a chance. But if he is how he was the other day, you know, it's probably it's going to be hard for him to get up, I would have thought.
Danny, has it been tough with the group in regards? There's obviously been a lot of outside observation and thoughts about where the Saints were at this year, and I don't think anyone's had them anywhere near the 8, and probably a lot of people maybe even had them very much towards the bottom of the ladder. I know players don't religiously read and listen to and watch programs on footy, but obviously the comments get heard. Is it hard to keep their motivation going and when they're hearing all this sort of negative banter around?
Well, I reckon a lot of footy clubs, and St Kilda's definitely in this boat. Finals doesn't get discussed much. Win-loss doesn't really get discussed much, but it's how you prepare and how you perform. We're looking at our guys to really get to become pros at preparing, to become pros at executing their role, and just to let their talent come out. So we talk about constant improvement, not necessarily the win-loss. So the fact that we've started the season really competitively is fantastic. It's great for the players. It's great for our huge fan base. But we're all about constant improvement. And if we can improve week by week, we'll be really happy with where we think we'll end up eventually.
And just watching a guy like Nick Rewalt, you mentioned him before, just always a consummate professional. Saw him get, I think he bumped or tackled there at one stage on the weekend, went down, arm looked really bad, but just got up, just shrugged it off and just kept on going. With blokes like that around the club, it's hard not to get motivated, isn't it, if you're a young kid?
Yeah, well, Nick's played probably 280 games and he's brought supreme effort in all of those 280 games. The way he prepares and the way he leads is first class. And, you know, the young guys on our list are really lucky to play with him. You know, they had it with Lenny last year and they're having it with Nick. And Nick's got the profile, but we've got some really fantastic leaders at our club. And it was great in Sam Fisher's 200th game last year that, you know, he was one of our to be one of our better players. So Nick's one of a good bunch of leaders, and our emerging players are really lucky to have he and a number of others, you know, leading the way for them.
In regards to Coach Alan Richardson, Danny, last year, First year as a senior coach for Alan, so I'm sure there was a lot of getting used to the systems and getting used to what has to happen for a senior coach around the club. Is he a lot more relaxed second year around?
Oh, Alan was relaxed last year. He's very experienced and he's been at the game, you know, for a very, very long period of time. You know, he's probably his characteristics are that he can remain calm under pressure and he's got a real bond and a real care for his players. So I wouldn't say that he was more relaxed. I've thought that, you know, he hit the ground running last year in what was a tough year for the Saints. And with experience, you know, people will always improve and learn things and get better with experience. So I wouldn't say that he was more relaxed, but I just would have thought that, you know, he's slotted in again and we've got a pretty consistent coaching staff, which is there again. And, you know, the players second year in are hearing the messages over and over again. So, you know, they're a chance to adapt if we keep putting the similar sort of messages in front of them.
And yourself, Danny, speaking of blokes that have been around for a while, you have a teaching background as well, which I think makes for a fantastic AFL coach or any coach at any level in any sport. You still hold aspirations of maybe doing the top job one day?
I'm pretty comfortable at the moment, Tony. It's a pretty tough gig and there are only 18 of them out there. So I'm really lucky to have the role I've got at the moment. Been lucky to work with some terrific players over the years and some fantastic coaches. So I'm really comfortable with what I'm doing at the moment and can just hope that I can keep making a contribution.
And there seems to be a few blokes out there now that are in that situation where they're just happy to make a career out of being an assistant coach, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, well, we're lucky to have the roles that we have. You know, it's a fantastic industry. It's a great game. Been lucky enough to work at St Kilda for a number of years now. So, you know, everyone loves the footy season. Everyone gets excited in footy season. So to be working in the industry, you know, the people involved are very, very fortunate. And, you know, they're terrific jobs to have.
And you catch the Pies this week who they've had a tough start to the year as well. One win and one loss. Always going to be a tough game, Collingwood.
For sure. I think there'll be lots of fans. You know, the Collingwood Army, as they say, will be out in force on a Friday night. Be a great experience for our emerging team to play against, you know, to play in a big game on Friday night. That's really what it's all about, the Friday night games. It'll be a huge audience. A lot of Saints fans will be tuning in. So, yeah, our blokes will be really looking forward to it.
Votes from the AFL Coaches Association Champion Player of the Year from your game. No surprise, David Armitage and Josh Bruce sharing the 9 points each. Great performances against the Suns.
Yeah, Armitage had a consistent start to the year and he's a Queensland guy, so it's terrific for him to go home and play well in front of the Queenslanders. He had 36 touches and gave us a lot of drive. He worked really hard, David, so he stood up and really led in the midfield. And it was a pretty even battle in the midfield. Prestia and Ricciatelli were pretty good for the Suns and Jack Stephen and Armitage were good for us. And, you know, Josh Bruce with his six. And you know, this forwards aren't going to kick six every week, but it was really the way he went about it. He worked his butt off and he gave us a contest. His forward pressure was really, really good and he gelled him with the other forwards. So, yeah, really happy with where Josh is at the moment.
Congratulations on the way that they're going, Danny, at the moment. Long season and a lot of games to be played, but as long as the Saints supporters see their team out there giving 100%, that's all they're going to ask for, and that's what they're doing at the moment. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tony.